Now joined on the pregame show by Jacob Odell, coming off one of his most impressive outings as a pro, and certainly his most impressive outing in high A out of the two. Six shutout innings last week at Dozer Park, and your first time at Dozer. Congratulations. And,
thank you.
You know, starting there, what clicked in that start?
I don't know. I think it was just, you know, all the right feels pregame. You got Tanner Franklin lifting his shirt up at me right now, which is great. Great visual. But I think it was just all the right things just kind of clicking, you know, getting back to what I did really well in low A, and just kind of getting back to that confidence factor that I had. And, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a, I don't want to say a, like a change in pace, but, you know, a change of scenery is always good.
Yeah.
And I think it just took me a little bit of time to adjust.
Would you say there were some first outing jitters in that high A debut for you?
No, I wouldn't say jitters. I think I keep calling them growing pains.
Sure.
I've just, you know, I think I was just trying to do too much. You know, new level, new guys, new staff, just like trying to do things a little too much to try to impress people who I don't necessarily need to impress.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
So.
Well, it seemed like it just looked easy for you. You made low A look pretty easy based on the numbers. What comes to the phrase that I think of watching you pitch is easy gas. I mean, the gas looks like you're just out there throwing. Got the fastball up to 97, 98 this year. Take us through the process of adding velocity without getting hurt.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a tricky question in matters of like health, because there's a lot of guys who will chase velo but don't understand the actual physical toll that it takes on your body. And I think for me, and I've talked about it a lot and people that have asked, but the whole process with my Tommy John last year and coming back from that and learning how to, you know, take care of myself again has been a really big factor in that, especially in learning how my body responds to certain workloads. And I think not necessarily like chasing the velo is what got me to it, because I did that a lot last year and I could barely get over 96. And I think this year what really changed is more of a comfort factor. Like, I wasn't getting lost in the numbers and like looking for velo, looking for movement. I just kind of wanted to throw comfortably, and with that came everything else. And I think that's honestly the best way to look at it, is when you're moving comfortably and smoothly, as you talked about, you called it easy gas,
yeah.
Right? When I'm easy and it's smooth and almost feels effortless, I feel like that's when, you know, my body's at its peak. Versus if I'm going to try to throw really hard, then everything tenses up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of get lost in these certain movement patterns that just don't correlate to what I would think is healthy.
Yeah, healthy, free motion. You brought up Tommy John surgery, and I've seen a few of your interviews where you've pointed to that as somewhat of a turning point for you as a pitcher. How much did that process help you in discovering kind of a new prep process and what you need to do in order to have movement that can get you that higher velocity?
I think it was really important for me, especially for how young I got it at, right? Like, I got it at 20, got drafted at 19, and I just didn't really do a whole lot pregame. Like, I would literally go out on the field, run once or twice, you know, and then just, like, get into throwing. Like, that's what I did. And, you know, I paid the toll for it. And, like, do I wish I did things different? Yeah, you know, surgery sucks, and the timeline for just having to wait to even play in the game again also sucks. But, you know, it taught me a lot, especially in, you know, learning how your body responds to certain things, like certain workloads, certain pitches, the way that you move. And, you know, now that I can use that information to create a routine that is better tailored to what affects me in the most positive way, pregame and postgame. Yeah.
Talking about your journey, even before Tommy John, you started out at D1, then transferred to junior college. What did that one season of junior college do for you? I mean, looking at the numbers, you didn't pitch all that much, but I imagine it was really formative.
Actually, it was not that good. just being brutally honest, yeah. which is how I am with myself, especially when it comes to this game. I struggled a lot at UCI. Just things did not click. I couldn't find it, which is fine. You know, everybody goes through that at a certain point. But when I got to Coast, the animosity with a lot of my teammates just kind of helped bring me out of my shell and made me feel a little more comfortable to be just who I am. And I think we saw that throughout the fall of that year. And then, like, I ran into a couple roadblocks of just, you know, was really struggling with command. And then I got into the spring, and my first outing was really, really good. Like, sure, I might have walked a guy, but, you know, I still got the save. And then my next outing, like, wheels fell off, like, really bad. And then my next outing after that, you know, I couldn't get back on track. And then it was like a month and a half of just not pitching. And then they slowly started to introduce me back into it, and then I started figuring it out again. And then towards the end of the year, like, I was the number one guy out of the pen. So it was just like a lot of ups and downs, but end of the year on a really good high note. And it really just set me up for a lot of really good success to take into the draft league that summer.
And how much do you feel pitching in the draft league and that environment benefited you?
A lot. Like, a lot, because it gave me a lot of opportunities that I probably wouldn't have gotten a lot of other places, and it was under, you know, a much larger scope than, you know, a lot of places I could have gone, you know, besides, like, maybe the Cape, but that's, sure. like, the only thing that would be competitive in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Going and looking at your background, Southern California guy, San Diego, what did you enjoy growing up? Were you a Padres fan? Walk me through your background.
Yeah, so you might not believe this, but I didn't really go to the beach a lot when I was younger. It was mostly spent at baseball fields, like, every weekend, you know. And, like, that was it. Like, it was baseball tournaments, like, almost every weekend, like, just finding a way to play, you know, because that's all I wanted to do all the time. So then, like, growing up, like, once I actually, like, started to enjoy watching the game and, like, understand it from, like, a viewer's perspective, then we started going to more Padres games and stuff, and then I became more of a fan of the Padres. But deep down, like, you know, the family was rooted in Chicago, so it was
okay.
My dad's side of the family was very, very rooted in the North Side, so grew up Cubs fans, and that's just kind of how it worked out. And then, you know, very thankful to be where I'm at now, and now they've all, you know, for the most part, have converted. But I can't take that love away from my grandfather, who has been a fan of them for 80 years or so.
Yeah. I know you mentioned you've got some family in Illinois. How cool is it to pitch in Peoria, the only minor league team in the state of Illinois?
It is cool. You know, I think it's going to be even cooler once the family gets to, like, come out and see me pitch. But, you know, I've got a lot of family out here in the Midwest, so, like, you know, in Springfield, like, my Uncle Mike lives an hour away from Springfield, awesome. Which is going to be really cool when he gets to watch me pitch, like, him and his son. So I think it's just a blessing to be out here in general, you know, to be out in the Midwest where, you know, my dad grew up. And, you know, I got to visit Chicago once for, like, a week and a half, and then I've flown into Chicago a bunch of times, but have never had, like, an extended stay in the Midwest. Sure. So that part's really cool for me.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Midwest, and congrats on a great start. Thanks for the time, Jacob.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's keep them going.